is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 11th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the screenwriter Philip Dunn, born New York City, 1908, one of the organizers of the Writers Guild of America, and wrote many movies, including How Green Was My Valley and The Robe. It's the birthday of Joseph L. Mankiewicz, born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 1909, who won an Oscar for All About Eve in 1950, in which he gave Betty Davis the line, "Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night." It's the birthday of the man who gave us the phonograph, the light bulb, the movie camera, Thomas Alva Edison, born in Milan, Ohio, 1847. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The less conscious one is of being a writer, the better the writing. And though reading is the best school of writing, school is the worst place for reading. Writing should be as spontaneous and urgent as a letter to a lover or a message to a friend who has just lost a parent. And writing is, in the end, that oddest of anomalies, an intimate letter to a stranger." Pico Iyer, born in Oxford, England, to Indian parents, who after college took a trip with a friend from California through Central America to Bolivia. He later said, "It's a great thing to take a journey like that when you're 17 or 18 because you're relatively reckless and you don't really know what the dangers are. And then once you've done it, anything seems possible." Went to graduate school at Harvard during the summers, got a job writing for a budget travel guidebook, traveled all around France and Italy and Greece, living on almost no money, sleeping in the gutters and under bridges, covering a different town each day, walking the streets, taking notes, writing it up in the evening. After he graduated, he got a job working for Time magazine. And when he was tired of being in offices, he took a vacation to Southeast Asia, fell in love with the place, decided to take a six-month leave of absence, traveled through 10 Southeast Asian countries in 3 months, and then spent 3 months writing the draft of his first book, Video Nights in Kathmandu. He's since published several more books, including the novel Abandon, a Romance. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Fiodorovsky, entitled The Waking. "I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I feel my fate in what I cannot fear. I learn by going where I have to go. We think by feeling, what is there to know? I hear my being dance from ear to ear. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Of those so close beside me, which are you? God bless the ground, I shall walk softly there and learn by going where I have to go. Light takes the tree, but who can tell us how? The lowly worm climbs up a winding stair. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Great nature has another thing to do to you and me, so take the lively air and lovely learn by going where to go. This shaking keeps me steady, I should know. What falls away is always and is near. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I learn by going where I have to go." Fiodorovsky's poem, The Waking, from Selected Poems of Fiodorovsky, published by Anchor Books Doubleday, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.